Imagine a world in which California is a leader in affordable housing. Housing is more dense, people live closer to work and schools, and commute times fall. This means public transportation becomes more robust and efficient because people are more centrally located. So car use drops along with greenhouse gas emissions. University of Redlands environmental economics professor Dr. Nicholas Rexton.
It's a really important part of reducing emissions. At the same time, it would help reduce pressure on people to settle in, scholars call the wildland urban interface. So these areas that are where people live, but also where wildfires can happen.
These areas on the edge of grasslands and forests and mountains are where the state's fires are currently raging and racking up the costs, from the cost of fighting the fires themselves to the loss of human life, homes, work hours, and the long-term cost of smoke exposure on health. Climate science shows without action, emissions will continue to raise temperatures, worsen droughts that provide fuel for wildfires, and extend the wildfire season. Rexton says California has aggressive climate action goals when it comes to reducing energy grid emissions, but it has not done as well when it comes to its biggest emission offender, transportation.
In terms of a cost-benefit analysis, there's zero question. I mean, it's absolutely clear that on net, it makes sense to take extremely aggressive action against, further climate change to mitigate these wildfires. That is, absolutely clear overall.
With any policy, he says, there are economic winners and losers. Everyone wins if climate outcomes improve. But more specifically, affordable housing policy is great for developers who stand to make a lot of money if cities change laws around housing development. The losers, homeowners, are also very politically powerful.
There's a correct perception that building more homes would eventually mean that your home value would fall.
This means a loss of assets and less economic flexibility for Southern California's suburban homeowners. But cheaper prices also means housing is more affordable for people who have been historically priced out of ownership. This leads to the secondary issue, which is often coded as preserving neighborhood character, but it's related to racial discrimination against Black and Brown people.
There's anxiety about affordable housing policies bringing more people who aren't white into white communities.
Rexton says there is a strange dichotomy where people who consider themselves progressive, that vote in favor of action on climate, do not vote for affordable housing. He says if people do not start making the link between affordable housing and action on climate, the economic cost for everyone will continue to rise. Megan Jamerson, Empire KBCR News.